Welcome to Live on KEXP. My name is DJ Alex. I'm here at independent listener-powered KEXP. We broadcast live at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online 24/7 at kexp.org, as well as from our free mobile apps. KEXP is a nonprofit radio station. These unique, one-of-a-kind live performances are made possible by donations from listeners from all over the world, just like you. Today, I'm honored to welcome Hanya Rani to our live performance space.
for a while. And you will be silent of mine in the fire and the night. We will be dancing like ghosts. And the day has arrived, and time to thank you.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hanyurani, live on KEXP, performing four songs, the most recent one titled Buka, coming off the 2020 album Home, and then three new tracks, the most recent one titled Kometa Part 3, then a track called Ghosts, and 2403 was the first track. Looking forward to chatting about those new tracks. But first off, welcome to the States, first time in the U.S., and welcome to Seattle and KEXP. Honored that you're doing this live performance here at Listener Powered KEXP. I wanted to go back to your upbringing, though, growing up in the town of Gdańsk in Poland, and I'm just curious how growing up in the city and its music scene and the community there helped shape your early musical journey in becoming such a talented musician and pianist.
Well, and my city was quite important for my education, also because there was a very good music school in my town, so in Poland, we have this kind of education, art education, that's quite professional from the very beginning, which is, I think, quite special for at least for Europe. And from the very beginning, once the kid passes the exams, so there are exams to pass, you have like normal subjects like maths and biology and other stuff, sports mixed with music subjects and instrument, of course. So my parents just brought me there, and they didn't have any big plans for me with music. They just thought it's a nice part of my education to start with. They're like to do a primary school, but afterwards, I just realized I really like piano, and I stayed there. And afterwards, I decided to continue, and I was studying in Warsaw, and afterwards in Berlin. And yeah, my hometown shaped me quite a lot because also it's a city by the sea, and there is quite interesting jazz scene. So I remember that was a very important part, especially I think it was like early high school times that we were just going very often to jam session. to listen. I was a bit too shy to join them, to be honest. I was not improvising at all back then. I started to improvise way later. So it was very inspiring, and I was quite a lot into jazz music, actually.
Okay.
During my high school years, and Gdańsk, my hometown, was a very good base for it. Many, many good bands were starting there.
Okay. And then you did move to Warsaw and Berlin to continue your studies. I'm curious how relocating to those bigger cities with obviously bigger music scenes, more diverse music scenes, helped kind of shift or shape the music you were creating.
Yes, it's just even funny for me to realize how all these places were shaping me. So definitely Warsaw, it's all about my university. It's called Chopin Music University. So it's a lot about classical music, of course. But then I just was starting to meet also like some other musicians, especially from the pop scene. So we're collaborating. I was helping them to arrange music or just to working as a live session musician during their recordings, and afterwards Berlin, which was probably the most important part, because first of all I rediscovered electronic music quite a lot, but also I met my friend from Iceland, and she was the first Icelandic person I met in my life, and very quickly soon after she took me to Iceland, and that's how I also met some musicians from Iceland, and I started to record there as well. So that was a very important link.
Yeah, and then the first two albums you put out, the first one titled Esja, it's named after a mountain range in Iceland, in Reykjavik. And that was my introduction to your music. A lot of folks' introduction to your music, I imagine, just a beautiful instrumental record. And then the second album came out about a year later, titled Home, kind of expanded the sound a bit. Both albums coming out on Gondwana Records, amazing Manchester, UK-based label. I'm curious how you first got introduced to Gondwana and just how that connection happened originally.
I'm a big fan of this label since many years, and especially Portico Quartet and Matthew Hassel, who is also our artistic director and founder. But to be honest, I sent a demo.
Okay.
So I'm one of these artists, and I was accepted very, very soon after, I think a couple of days. So if somebody's listening, it happens that demos are accepted.
Yeah, Gondwana, I appreciate both because they put out not only beautiful classical influence music, but a lot of jazz stuff as well. And they do put out a lot of amazing debut albums such as yours. So they're a wonderful label. They do take some risks on some new artists and
I agree.
introduce a lot of music fans to new artists. The first two albums, it sounded like the songs were originally recorded around the same time, well before the pandemic. You just performed three new songs. I'm curious how these new circumstances and how the world has changed in the last couple of years has impacted your songwriting.
Well, during the pandemic, I really started to compose a lot for our theme. And so I really was lucky to be busy. And also recorded one album with my friend Dobrava, and she's a cellist, and we recorded for Deutsche Grammophon. It's more classical German label. And so I was quite busy, maybe even too busy to really have time to realize what I want to say next with my next album. And most of the songs, the Komeda Part 3, it's a little bit of a tribute to Krzysztof Komeda, which was a great film composer, Polish film composer. He wrote many soundtracks for Polanski movies, as also one of them is Rosemary's, that the theme is called Rosemary's Baby. So it's one of my idols. He died very when he was very young, I think 30 something. So I was invited to make like a tribute concert to him, and afterwards this kind of track, which is very much not really influenced by his music, but it was kind of a part of this project, came up. And two of the first songs that I composed, first time in my life, I decided this year to get away, to somehow to find a little shelter somewhere and to go there and totally focus on composing. And I found this place in mountains in Switzerland, and a place was a bit haunted. And that's why I composed a song about a ghost who fell in love. And the first track, very much electronic based, just on my one synth, actually. So this is like maybe what happened in between. But basically, I'm doing all the time the same. So we miss one instrument here, should be an upright here standing, so you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But everything is mostly about the keyboards.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a couple years since your last kind of official solo album, Home, but you've been staying very busy, as you mentioned, lots of collaborations, remixes for artists like Olafur Arnalds, a beautiful remix just came out for him. So is there any expectation of when the third album will come out now that it's been a couple years since Home?
Yes, next year. So I'm already now in a process of putting all the sketches together and then recording. So I have a deadline, actually. So
okay.
It needs to be released next year.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you for giving us some early sneak previews of the new album here today. Thank you so much for being here today and performing.
Thank you so much. It was a little bit of a dream, of course, for me to be here. And thanks for having me, and I hope you enjoy this little session.
Yeah, it's Han Yerani live on KEXP. And thank you for watching and listening to this session. These sessions can be found on our YouTube channel. So if you like this one, you can check out more by subscribing to the KEXP YouTube channel. And all these performances are made possible by donations from listeners. You can make a donation right now at kexp.org/live. All donations of any amount make a difference and help make these sessions possible. So Hania, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been Han Yerani live on KEXP.
Discover new music at kexp.org.